have England to support this training for these 3 days.
Around 30 officials from various institutions where mental health's a real issue gather in a classroom for the workshop. After decades of war, social upheaval and humanitarian crisis, mental illness has never been a priority here, although statistics show that Somalia is one of the countries where treatment's most needed. Isaac Mohamed Mursal, Acting Director General of the Ministry of Health in Southwest State, agreed that mental health issues were getting worse. He said this was the first training they'd ever received in Baidoa.
We have the concern of that mental illness people have been increasing for the last 10 years or 20 years.
So this training aimed to shed the light, first of all, for the stigma surrounding mental health, and then provide the participants with the basics in common psychiatric disorders, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, and also to give them the basics in psychological assessment and specifically suicide screening.
That's Amélie Runesson, an advisor with the UN mission UNSOM, outlining what the training's about and why it's so needed. Among those taking part are staff from the Baidoa Disarmament, Demobilisation and Rehabilitation Centre, which helps former extremist fighters from the Al-Shabaab group re-enter society, among others. Ms. Runesson said that the brutality and length of Somalia's civil war had mentally affected combatants and civilians alike.
We know that the rate of mental health illness is one of the highest in the world, in Somalia actually. And I think one main reason for that is due to the war, that a lot of people have encountered, for instance, attacks and the sudden death of close ones.
The World Health Organization says that prisoners and detainees are more prone to mental illness, and most patients at Baidoa Psychiatric Hospital present symptoms of conditions such as schizophrenia, anxiety, depression and epilepsy, said its director, Adan Mohamed Abdirahman.
We are very pleased with this workshop because there has been no training on mental health conducted since the centre, that is the Baidoa Psychiatric Hospital, was opened 5 years ago. It is a historic day and we are very happy. There is a saying in Somalia which holds that knowledge precedes action. Before a person treats patients, they first of all have to learn. So the training is useful and the professionals will learn to care for mentally ill patients.
Among the topics discussed to end the stigmatization of people suffering from mental health disorders and disease was the importance of language, said UNSOM's Amélie Runesson.
I think it was very clear that instead of talking about someone as crazy, the importance of using the word mental health.
The UN training sessions were jointly organised by the Rule of Law and Security Institutions Group of UNSOM and the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. It's one thing, of course, to stress the importance of terminology inside a classroom of professionals, but to change the language and habits of a society that's only now coming together after years of conflict will take time. The UN's made a long-term commitment to helping Somalia rebuild its institutions for the sake of stability and a peaceful future. Matt Wells, United Nations.